I'm here to give you an update on the implementation of the watershed-wide waste discharge requirements for Elk River and Freshwater Creek that this board adopted on May 8th, for which I thank you. You have the status report in front of you, so I'm not going to go into great detail. I'll just kind of give you a summary and then be available for questions. Now, under the orders, PALCO is allowed to enroll specific units from THPs rather than whole units to allow them the operational flexibility to meet the limits. We received the first enrollment package on May 16th, and it was not complete, needed some revisions before we could recommend to the executive officer that she enrolled the THPs. And on May 19th, 3 days later, the executive officer sent a letter to PALCO notifying them of the enrollments of three THPs, or units in three THPs, primarily in Freshwater and North Fork Elk, and that's attachment A to this item. Now, all of these plans had actually been enrolled previously under the general WDR, as you recall, as the interim coverage we provided to PALCO while we were developing the WWDR. So we'd already seen the packages, in a sense, so it expedited the enrollment of the first batch, which we did. And on May 24th, we enrolled, letter went out enrolling four additional THPs. And finally, on May 25th, the executive officer sent a letter to PALCO enrolling some more plans, and those are attached to your item as well. So within 6 days, PALCO got most of their allotment, got all the ones that they had requested in a timely manner. And then on June 21st, PALCO submitted another enrollment package, this one for North Fork Elk. And upon review of the package and our tracking of the numbers, it came to our attention that there had been an error in PALCO's first submission, and that due to a calculation error contained in that submission, it appeared we may have enrolled excess acres under the WWDRs. Great. However, we immediately contacted PALCO. We all recognized the error, and they submitted a revised pre-harvest planning report that same day, which was, yesterday morning. So we recalculated the numbers, and it appeared that the acreage limits under these new numbers would not be exceeded. They had not cut beyond what they were allotted anyway. So the executive officer sent them a letter that simultaneously rescinded the earlier enrollments and then re-enrolled the plans with the new numbers to give them continuous coverage. So they got that letter yesterday, I believe. Good. So we provided an errata sheet to you on this item, correcting the tables, along with a copy of the letter that went out yesterday. So we appear to be okay. And as for enrolling this newest THP, we're in the process of working it out with them. There's a few issues with the erosion control plan. It's very similar to our approach that we use quite successfully under the general WDR. So it's a pretty well thought out, well practiced process. So that, barring any unforeseen circumstances, that enrollment should follow. And once that enrollment takes place, assuming that it does, there will be 42.9 acres remaining to be enrolled in North Fork Elk. Actually, I'm sorry, this is without enrolling that last THP. There will be 63.1 acres remaining in South Fork Elk and 2.7 acres in Freshwater Creek. So that's basically it for the enrollments under the WWDRs. As for the harvest-related landslide monitoring plan that the board had in their motion in May. PALCO submitted that on June 7th, and preliminary staff review has indicated that further work needs to be done, and a letter went out to that effect as well, which you should also have. And we'll be meeting with PALCO actually after this item is over to talk about where we go from here and how to come up with a plan that the executive officer can approve. That will allow them to log beyond the acreage limits contained in the permit subsequent to the empirical landslide model. As for non-PALCO items, I do want to say that on June 19th, we sent to the clearinghouse the draft watershed-wide WDRs for Green Diamonds holdings in Elk River, and that's on track. The public comment period runs through, July 16th. And we are still on track to have them presented to you at your regularly scheduled board meeting on August 8th and 9th in this room. So I want to commend Green Diamond for working very closely with us and doing things in a pretty quick manner. So I'm available for any questions. I was going to have Matt Beflavin here in case you had some technical questions, but his wife gave birth to a little girl yesterday. So he's got other things to worry about right now. So
I have one question.
Sure,
on
John.
The Green Diamond, is that for, I can't remember, but is it freshwater that they own in?
No, or it's in
elk.
South Fork Elk.
South Fork Elk.
Correct.
Is the watershed-wide solely for that, or did they also apply for an ownership-wide WDR?
Solely for their Elk River holdings, which are about 1,900 acres.
Okay. In Elk River. And do you know whether they're planning to do an ownership-wide?
At some point, we'd like to do that, but we haven't quite gotten to that.
Okay, thank you.
Yet.
Any further questions for Mr. Neely? Pass along to Matt our congratulations and condolences for the first year. It's there. Who'd have thunked we'd have gotten to a Palco hearing where there's actually more staff than Palco in the room?
Well, I want to commend both the staff here that you have. They're doing great work and allow us to accomplish these things. So, and to your help as well, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Neely. Mr. Miller or Dr. Sullivan?
No comments. We're here for you.
Mr. Chairman.
Absolutely amazing and wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to
Mr. Cochran.
Thank Mr. Barrett. He continually sends me updates on the photos that I'd ask about from our April 24th meeting. And today he brought me a nice photo of their holdings in 1942 and also another one in 1986 that shows the total ownership. And it's to define that, it's 1 inch equals 30,000 feet, so it's a little more difficult to read, but it's there. So would you be sure and thank